This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy. So enjoy.
The absolute best thing in the world is watching your daughter get gangbanged. My little girl's 12. She's still in middle school and she hates it. I bring her down into the den where I've got the men waiting, and they just go to town. I let them rip her clothes off, tearing them free. Sometimes she squeals or even cries. She doesn't beg them to stop anymore, which is a shame. I liked it when she screamed, though. She's got huge eyes that start watering up when the first guy shoves his dick in her mouth. I love that wet sound as her throat gets violated, that gasp she makes when she's got the rare chance to breathe. And guys bend her over the couch or sometimes just force her down onto her knees. They fuck her so hard. Her little pussy gets so much cum in it, it starts dribbling out too. And her ass gets fucked until it's sopping with cum too. And I let them be rough. I like it when they leave marks on my little girl. Grab marks and handprints on her flat little butt. And I just sit in a corner with my vibrator, getting off as my little girl endures it. I love it when her tears mix with the cum on her chin, when she's left exhausted on the floor in a pool of her own crying and half a dozen men's jizz. And which of our little girls will you be fucking today? We have the usual assortment. Once your little Japanese girl, her breasts still haven't started to develop, so she's still flat-chested and has no butt. But she cries when you come in her mouth. Or how about the Indian girl? Her honey skin looks so good against your pale skin. And she comes when you sodomize her. Oh, we have a new girl. She's Ukrainian, a refugee from the war. She was traumatized by soldiers gang raping her and her mother. She's so scared of being hurt again. It doesn't matter what you do to her, she'll cry, I promise. Oh, and our little Muslim girl, she escaped the conflict in Gaza. Her parents sold her to me to get out, leaving her behind. She'll try to hold in her tears, but she always cries when you come inside of her. And that lovely tween skin is just dark enough to contrast. Pull her hijab off and make her cringe in shame. It's delightful. Come here. Yeah, come here. Feel her little breast. They're just starting to develop. I think she's 12. Who knows? See, she's already starting to cry. She hates this. And I don't think she's been sodomized yet. So you can have the anal virginity. Find out if she screams for her mother or to Allah or to whomever. And of course, we've got our little Jewish girl. She's so eager to please. She wants to be bought so she can stop being passed around to so many men. How many men have you fucked? Have you reached 100? Have you sucked off 100 cocks yet? You little slut. Will you swallow my client's cum every day for the rest of your life if he'll buy you? So eager to please. God, she's so desperate to escape. I suppose you could hire 2 girls. See their skins clash as they both lick under your cock. See their tears mix as they lick your cum off each other's faces. Wouldn't that be nice? Little dark nipples and pink, bright nipples rubbing together as they please you. One of the girls in my class is being abused, and I can't do anything about it. She comes to school every day with obvious signs that she's being mistreated, beaten. Her name's Misha. She's foreign. I don't know exactly where she's from. She's little, even for a middle school girl. She's got brown hair that she dyes blonde sometimes, big green eyes, and a few freckles on otherwise very pale skin. And at the start of the year, it was subtle. I'd see marks on the back of her thighs when she'd bend over and her skirt would ride up, finger marks on her arms or on her neck. Now, it's impossible not to notice. Bruises all over her body, swelts, scars. And she's a very, very quiet girl. I don't think I've ever seen her smile. I saw her in the locker room shower once, and she was just like covered in bruises, welts all over her tiny little breast. And that little butt that's just starting to round was red all over with welts and bruises discoloring her. The other girls teased her about it. One of the girls told me once that some of the girls stole her clothes out of the locker room and she had to wear school sweats home. She wasn't in school for 3 days after. I know her father's raping her. I can tell by the marks on her neck, the beatings on her back. Her skinny back is just like covered in marks and wounds. She's being whipped. I wish there was something I could do besides masturbate to the thought of her getting beaten. I love imagining my kids getting brutally punished. I mean, I wish I could spank them. I'd line them up one by one and make them bend over my desk in front of the whole class, pull down their pants, hike up their skirts, and I'd batter them until they squealed. There's nothing better than hearing a 12-year-old scream for you to stop. Tears in their eyes, voice quaking. I keep a strap on in my desk. I've never used it, but God, I want to. I'd fuck every last one of these kids, not because it feels good, which it does, but because I just know they'd hate it. I want to see their cute, cherubic faces contort in pain and shame as I'd fuck them in front of their friends. Sweet babies. I think I'll call Misha's parents, see if I can come over and watch them brutalize her. So, I lost my virginity to my dog. I was 11, and I was home alone. My parents were out, I don't remember what for, and my brothers were at sports practice or something, and it was just me and my dog. I'd fooled around with my brothers, so I had a vague idea of what sex was and how it worked, and we'd seen something on the Discovery Channel about mating. So I pulled my dress off over my head, slipped out of my panties, and I got on all fours. God, can you imagine what a sight that must have been? A little girl, flat as a board, with absolutely no butt, and just her socks up to her knees, getting on all fours in the middle of her living room. And our dog, Heffy, short for Hephaestus, was a big German shepherd. Oh, he knew what to do. He came over, panting and sniffing. He licked me right between the legs, and I squealed. I gave this little shiver, my little preteen butt quaking. And he just hopped on top of me. I squealed again, nervous. I felt that doggy cock pop out of its sheath and rub against my butt. And I started to have second thoughts, but Heffy didn't. He just started to thrust, his dick flopping all over my butt, getting juices and stuff everywhere. And the instant he pushed inside of me, I came. Fuck, I came so hard. Little 11-year-old girl, never done more than touch a dick. And this big cock, bigger than a cucumber, just shoved inside of me. My first orgasm, and fuck, maybe my best ever. I screamed so loud. I came so hard. And Heffy, he just went to town. He had a grand time just fucking me raw. I dropped onto my elbows and I started crying. It felt so good. I had no idea sex felt like that. My doggy just absolutely brutalized me, and I loved every goddamn minute of it. And when he came, and his thick, goopy, doggy cum came dribbling out of my pussy. I was delirious. I'd gotten fucked so good. My dog had raw dogged me until I couldn't see straight. Best moment of my life. Except maybe when I helped my daughter get fucked by our Doberman. Yeah, she pretends she didn't like it, but I know she did. I had to hold her down, but our big dog, he did his thing. Fucked her little pussy so good. She cried. She cried, it felt so good. Sometimes I hear her crying at night, remembering how good it felt. I love it when my baby feels good. So I try to set her up for our dog every chance I get. I was a college sex bunny. I don't mean I was easy in college. No, I ran away from home when I was 11. My dad had started touching me when I was 9, and a month later, I swallowed his cum for the first time. I lost my virginity to him when I was 10. After 2 years, I just couldn't take it. I spent a month on the streets before I came across a college fraternity, Alpha Sigma Delta. Two of their brothers were on the front porch and they catcalled me. I was 11. I was wearing shorts and a torn t-shirt and sneakers, and that's all I had to my name. They called me a skinny slut and asked if I'd suck them off for a sandwich. And I was so hungry. So hungry. So I told them yes. And 10 minutes later, I swallowed the second load of cum before being handed a turkey sandwich. So I moved into the house with the brothers, 31 guys between 19 and 22. And I fucked each and every one of them, probably every night. Sometimes 2 or 3 times a day, they let me stay there, no further questions asked. I could eat whatever I wanted and pretty much do whatever I wanted, but I couldn't say no to any of them ever. I suck so much cock. I can get a guy off in under a minute with my mouth, no matter how distracted he is. I learned to love cum because it meant I was done. They loved to fill me up, you know, fondle me. I didn't need a bra, but they bought me some training bras because they loved to reach underneath them. Sometimes I protested. I didn't say no, but I could tell them to quit it. And they liked it when I played hard to get. They'd feel under my bra, molest me, snap their fingers on my nipples. Oh, it hurt so much, and it was so humiliating. I was just a fuck toy, but I could eat. I usually fucked 2 or 3 of them at a time, and every month or so, I'd end up fucking the whole house, and they loved spit roasting me on the table or on an ottoman on my hands and knees, and they just let them fuck my mouth or my pussy or even my ass. They'd lube up my ass and just cum until it was running down my legs. Cum in my mouth, and before I could even swallow, another cock was shoved inside of me. And some of them had girlfriends, and they hated me. They'd shove me, push me. A few of them hit me. They'd pull my hair and tear my clothes, call me a slut, a whore, all of that. But their boyfriends love fucking me. Some of the girlfriends, they like competed with me. They tried to like out whore me. I fucked so many guys with girls who hated me. I sucked on the breast of girls who spat on my face. I ate pussy of girls who wanted to run me over. We'd hate fuck each other on our boyfriend's dick. But I made them come, and their boyfriends loved fucking me. Some of them had girlfriends that liked me. The first time I got my pussy eaten, it was by a guy's girlfriend. We were both in the kitchen after an orgy, and I was naked, and she was just wearing her boyfriend's shirt. She propped me up on the counter, spread my legs, and made me come. I didn't know I could come. Some of the girls took me shopping. They liked to dress me up like I was their doll, their little slutty sex toy doll. It's not easy to find slutty lingerie for an 11-year-old, but they did. Garter belts, brassieres, thigh highs, chokers, ball gags, leashes. And it just made their boyfriends love fucking me even more. I think the best thing in the world is sucking off my son while the dog fucks me. My baby boy is only 9, but he's old enough to get an erection. And I suck him off every chance I get. I give him a blowjob before school, and I kiss him goodbye with his cum on my chin. I give him a hand job before bed and kiss him goodnight as he comes all over my fingers. And usually, after I make my son come, I go down into the den and I let one of the dogs fuck me. I get on the rack and just let one of them crawl up on me. Oh, I love getting fucked. Not knowing which of the dogs will do it. A stranger's dick is so exciting. But one day, I was face down in my son's lap, swirling that little finger-sized cock of his around my lips, when our big lab Max mounted me. Took me by surprise. My son protested, telling Max to get down. But Max got that big dog dick right inside of me, and holy fuck. Oh, it was amazing. And my son, he fell silent because I sucked on his cock so good. He squealed and gasped like a good little boy as I sucked his brains out. Max fucked me so hard, those doggy hips slapping against my ass. He left bruises, and my pussy was so raw after. But fuck, oh my God, dog cum in my pussy and my little boy's cum in my mouth? I had no idea it could be so good. It's become our go-to appointment every Saturday. Tell me a dirty story. Tell me about Little Red Riding Hood. Tell me about a little girl in the woods getting raped by a wolf. Her little red skirt getting yanked up. She's crying as the big bad wolf sodomizes her. Little girl, not even a teenager. Getting ass fucked by a giant wolf, screaming, crying as she gets cum all in her butt. I bet she runs to grandma's, but grandma's mad at her. I bet grandma calls her a slut. Grandma makes her take all of her clothes off before spanking her. She probably makes a little Red Riding Hood walk out into the woods, totally naked, to get a switch off a tree. Little girl, totally naked, little pink nipples standing out, bruised butt visible to everyone, crying as she gets a switch. I bet her grandma whips her front to back. Welts and bruises on her butt, on her little muscular back, on her tiny little girl tits. And of course, then the wolf shows up and rapes them both. Poor Little Red Riding Hood having to eat the wolf's cum out of her grandma's pussy. Or maybe Sleeping Beauty, a beautiful 15-year-old girl caught in eternal sleep. Every man coming by tries to wake her up with a kiss. But when she doesn't wake up, I bet they take advantage of her. Pull up her dress and fuck that teen pussy, filling her with cum. How many men came on her sleeping face? How many hands grabbed their young, tiny teen breast? Do you think any of them rolled her over and fucked that ass too? Cinderella? Fuck yes. Little girl getting fucked by her stepsisters, whored out by her stepmom. I bet she misses her daddy's cock. I bet her dad fucked her so gently and so lovingly. I bet he bought her all sorts of naughty clothes a child should never wear. And now, her stepsisters fuck her with painful strap-ons. Or maybe they make her fuck the animals. Yeah, I bet a little girl like her has to suck horse cock to keep the girls from bullying her worse. Swallowing dog cum until the stepsisters get bored. How old are they? 15? 12? You think maybe the stepsisters are older? Teen girls shoving their fingers inside their preteen stepsister's pussy and ass? Oh, and the stepmom. You know she's fucking Cinderella, making her eat her out. Making her eat her own ass. I bet she beats Cinderella if the little girl can't get her off fast enough. Sodomizes her until she screams. I bet she fucks her in front of the portraits of her mother and father. Makes her scream for their forgiveness as her stepmom fucks her little ass with a thick, painful strap-on. And of course, she takes Cinderella into town, leads the little girl by a leash, and passes her around at the tavern. Or maybe she takes her to the castle in exchange for paying their taxes. The little girl has to satisfy the king. Or the whole court. Little 12-year-old Cinderella has to fuck a room full of men and women, lest she lose her father's home. And all the while, she's thinking about her father's dick and how much she misses the way he fucked her. My daughter got an F on her report card. She was crying. She was terrified because she knew what that meant. But rules are rules. So, the Saturday after she brought home her report card, I took her to the stocks. In the backyard, I've got stocks set up with wooden blocks for the kids to stand on. There were already about a dozen guys waiting, never mind her two brothers. One of them had gotten an F before, and he'd been through this, but he never got an F again, did he? So I made my 12-year-old girl strip down. She was crying already, little butt sticking out as she bent over. Those tween breasts bouncing free of her bra. I put her head and her hands through the holes and standing on her toes like she was. Her little hips were exposed. I locked the stock and started the timer. And that crowd of men, they descended on her so fast. She had a cock in her mouth before 10 seconds had passed. Her pussy was being fucked in under a minute. My 12-year-old girl was screaming around the dick in her lips, but she knew it didn't help. She'd be here for an hour. So many men, they all fucked my daughter. They fucked her little girl pussy. They fucked her mouth. They fucked her throat. They fucked that tight little ass of hers. They fondled her breast. They ran their fingers down her back. They squeezed her butt cheeks. Anything they wanted, it was fair game. They came in her pussy and her ass. They came in her throat, on her tongue, on her face, anything they wanted. She gagged and choked on dick. Cocks were shoved in her trapped hands as she was fucked. At one point, she was being used to pleasure 4 men at once. It was so hot. I jerked off one of her brothers as we watched. My boys had their turns too with her. Several turns. But I made them wait until she'd service all the other men. Some blew their load and left. Others stayed until they could go again.